New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Ferrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Out of bad seed, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitudes, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Ferrell Appalachia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny's in the rehab center now, and she only likes smoking cartridges because she'll get busted if it smells in her room in New York City. The Big Apple. People dressed in plastic bags, debris to traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do, but all my friendly come around, flats of party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter, my brain's splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shaken. Hey, what's gigging is Ferrell with Carver High tonight. The number's toll free to get on the bench, 844-843-6879. How about Dame Time right now? And one to the line. Up 124-122 on the Heat. The free throw. Good. And they're going to win this game. They're up three. There's no time left. The Heat are going to lose. The Blazers were getting four. It went down to 2.5. They win it by three. Dame Time. Dame Time. Dame Time. Getting it done tonight in South Beach against the Miami Heat. We're still waiting for Oladipo to arrive. Speaking of Oladipo, a gigantic day. The trade deadline went down. We're going to talk to our boy Ricky Buckets, Rick Kamla, later tonight in the second hour about everything that went down in the trade deadline today. Carver High, did you want to say something about that? Are you excited about your boy Ricky Buckets?
Always good hour. First hour. Always good to have Ricky Buckets on the bench, especially after a very busy trade deadline.
I can't keep up with all of the hours and all the rules and such. I can't follow the schedule and the rules. So there you go. We'll have on Kamla this hour. Plus, it's always exciting when we have Carver High's favorite rapper on the show, our good friend from Detroit, Nothing But Trouble, Polo Frostbite. That's your boy, Polo Frost, Carver High. I know you're fired up to see him again.
Yeah, let's go. Get him in the mix. Make it happen. We got a busy night here.
When is the last time you saw him at CBS, right?
I believe so. I don't even think I might not have been even there yet when he was through.
Are you serious? Like, I think he was
with you. I don't think I was with you when he was through.
So you never met him?
I don't believe so.
Well, you could have lied or something about it. Let's try that again. Hey, Carver, when's the last time you saw your boy Polo?
Last time he was in the studio.
That was a great show. You remember when he came through?
We don't believe in rules. Like, we gave them up when we started living like freaky beatniks.
All I know is that... Well, I'll tell you in a second. Because I do have to say that we welcome in all of our radio affiliates, SiriusXM and Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a Bench with Carver High. The one thing I did want to say about Polo was, before he comes on, I have to admit, he is throwing a party tomorrow night at a, it would appear to me, how should I say it? A strip club. And the, I love the snag he's got going here. Ladies in threes get in free. You got to come with your two friends. You got to show up with three ladies, you get in free. You show up with two, you're not getting in free. You show up with three, you're good to go till 11. I'll discuss that with my friend Frostbite. Now, I'm not sure that he likes that nickname, so I may not use that during the interview. For safety reasons. I know, that's just not appropriate if we want to live past tomorrow. Could have us killed. He's got to have friends in New York City that would kill us. You know what I mean? You know, I do want to say one thing about our fine city here. I'm excited to bring this up. You know, when I lived in Atlanta, they used to start the news every night with one of two things. A, tornadoes. They love tornadoes in the South. They're always the lead story. We've got a tornado, a Cat 5 tornado rolling through. You know, they always do the tornado updates. And weather, you know, just the bad weather. Storms, and just we have giant yellow and orange. And the other one they start with is murders. They love to start with murders. Carver High, when I come back, I am going to tell you what I saw today. Very irritating for me in New York City. Very, very concerned. All right, Pharrell on a Bench. What I wanted to tell you about Carver High, and I'm just loosely doing this because I'm not going to sit here and like drop evidence on you or anything. But I've been watching. I know you've seen it too, but I watch like the news and stuff around here, and I watch it in the morning. I get up really early, and then I watch it after I get off the TV in the evening. We get done at 6 East. In New York, I go downstairs. Generally, that's like dinner hour in that window from like 6 to 7. And I'm like watching the news, right? I watch the local news for a half hour. And then I watch David Gennaro, right, on ABC. And I like him. I think he's good. But in New York, it's so different, the news, because on the national news, they do a lot of, you know, there's a storms rolling through the South today. There's Biden had a press conference, his first press conference since taking over the White House. And then they do everything else. They do the Boulder shootings and they do all this stuff. But on New York news, all they do now is murders. Have you ever noticed lately the amount of crime in New York City? I mean, it is just out of control. It's like, I used to think Atlanta, when I lived in Atlanta, I'd never seen anything like, they used to literally have like a murder report. And it was like every night there was murders in Atlanta. And then I've never seen it here like it is now. Like I watch the news, it's crazy. I mean, between the beatings, the people getting shoved on subway train tracks, race hate, people attacking Asians, murders, gunfire, drive-bys. I saw today some lady, some chick got gunned down. Her husband, they had a press conference. The guy, his wife's dead. She's young. She wasn't even 30. And she went out for milk and got hit by a gang violence. These two gangs were killing each other, and they were shooting up the whole, you know, in the Bronx. And this chick got hit with a stray bullet. Had nothing to do with it. She was not even near it. She was, you know, down the street or something, and she got lit up and killed. It's like every night they don't even do other news. There's no other news. They can't talk about anything good ever because there's nothing good here. And they can't talk about anything at all except murder and just hate. And it's just the most amazing thing. And don't even tell me you haven't noticed this. Since the COVID has hit and the city just evaporated with people, like everyone left, right? And they over 500,000 jobs lost. All these buildings are empty. All these skyscrapers are empty. Nobody's in them. There's no companies in existence anymore in the city. It's just completely turned into a ghost town. And so there's less lawlessness. There's like trash everywhere, you know, bums everywhere, and murder everywhere. Have you noticed this? Have you turned on the TV and seen all this?
I don't watch the news, to be quite honest with you. Now, I've heard some stories of how bad it has gotten from friends of mine that live in the city still, the ones that haven't left yet, of what the situation is there. But I can't turn on the news. I mean, like, for the reasons that you were saying before, like, it's a waste of my time. Like, it's just straight up doom and gloom, nothing good. Like, I could do so much better with my 30 minutes than that. If something really bad is going on, you can usually find it on social media within 30 seconds. I can't watch these people on the news every night.
Because it's just so depressing.
It's misery. It's absolute misery. I won't. You can't even turn it on for the weather. They even make the weather depressing. Like they can't even make the weather like a feel-good story. Like, nothing is. It's sad.
So what are the friends, what are they telling you, the ones that live in the city?
They've all said that it's very different. You know, I know one thing. Prices of apartments have gone down, that's for sure. If you're looking to move there, now's the time.
They're giving them away.
Yeah, it's substantially lower. Yeah, they just say it's just a different place in the past year, and a lot of people have left. There's a lot going on.
What do you think? Like a Pharrell on the Bench stash house?
Yeah.
Like a little side piece condo?
Why not?
You get a little side hustle condo? Just like an extra pad that we could do bad things in? We could, you know what I mean? Lease it out to people? Like Deshaun Watson? When he comes to town to play?
And this studio! Looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made.
That's your boy right there. So we got the Sixers and Lakers. The Fakers are on tonight with no LeBron. And no AD. You know what somebody said? I was listening to Marv Albert call the game with Greg Anthony. And Greg Anthony said, Marv, at least the Fakers are getting Marc Gasol back tonight from injury. And I yelled out at the TV, oh, yeah, he's made such a huge difference in L.A. with his game now, his washed-up game. And I won't deny he had a good career. I won't deny that he had a good career, right? And that he did good things in Toronto. Fair enough. But you can't deny he sucks now.
He don't matter.
I mean, honestly.
I mean, he don't matter.
I mean, he is so done, it's not even funny. Like, you know who else? I saw tonight play, and I thought, oh, my God, he looks so old. And I can always tell when a guy's shot because, like, you know, I can really score and fill it up, but I run like a duck, right? So I can. No one can stop me from scoring. But my problem is I can't run. Well, I can't run fast, put it that way. I got no vertical, like, or lateral movement ability at all. If someone, like, goes left or right of me, it's just over. I mean, the best place for me to play is the low block when I just swat people and smash their face and foul them and, you know, try to block the shot and then get the rebound, right? But me chasing some kid or whatever out at the wing or up on the top of the key, forget it. It's not happening. But it's Iggy. Iguodala. Oh, my God. He looks like he's got my mother-in-law's legs.
Washed.
Oh, is he washed? Honestly, like they did like a 2-year deal with him, remember? And boy, I'm sorry, but if I'm them, I'm regretting that. Like he looks to me, he honestly looks like he's like 80. I saw him hit a 3 tonight. I don't even care about that. I'm talking about like he looks like a guy that doesn't fit in the league anymore to me. I know people say, oh, he's just such a great teammate. And oh, he just wanted to chase another ring.
He's a great locker room presence. The guy really rallied around recruiter. Him on the bench. He's a great recruiter.
He's a great recruiter. But how about like
that,
the guy?
I said that about Archie Miller, too. He's a great recruiter.
He's chasing another ring. He's already got 3 rings. You know what I'd be chasing right now is a Mai Tai in Kauai on the beach. If I were as old as him, like he is, he looks so shot playing basketball now. And I just saw Marc Gasol missing free throws left and right. He's finished too. Like, you know what? They need a guy around that, like, you know, us, that just tells it like it is, where we just pluck out the losers. Like, he's done. He's shot. He's washed. He's terrible. She sucks. She's awful. Get rid of him. Trade him. Cut him. Release him. I mean, if you don't have the legs anymore, you are done in pro lit, son. All right, Pharrell on a bench, and I'm watching the Sixers 15-10 over the Lakers right now. And they're underway at Staples in Lipstick City. Ben Simmons and company still going at it without JoJo Embiid. And they handled their business the other night, against the Dubs. Who was it that I saw him? Was it against the Warriors the other night they beat him? I think it was. No problem there. And now they play the Lakers. No LeBron, no AD. And it certainly changes things, doesn't it? It was like watching last night the Jazz play the Nets without Harden, Kyrie, and Durant. It's just worthless. There's absolutely no game there, no chance. You're not going to win. You have no hope. Why even watch? Why even play the game? That's one of those games that I call for the mercy rule, Carver High. You don't have any of your players ready to go. They're all injured. They're all out. Mercy rule. Forfeit. Cancel the game. Let's go to the bar. You know what I mean? So there you go. Anyway, I'll give you an idea of... you know, all these deals today have just been absolutely unbelievable. We'll get all of these trades in, and it's going to be crazy. There's so many, but, you know, the ones that matter the most, obviously, we're going to talk about. The Bulls obviously end up getting Vucevic. That was enormous. And then they end up trading, they get in a deal, Mo Wagner, and they end up trading him to the Celtics for Daniel Theis. And then imagine that they get Vucevic, Theis, they give up Mo Wagner, he goes to Boston, and then the Wizards end up getting Daniel Gafford and Chandler Hutchinson. So, all right, so I'll get back to all these NBA trades. We'll get into all that in deep conversation as the night goes. We're going to have Rick Camlon from NBA Radio coming up here in a little bit. We got a few minutes to hook up with my buddy Polo Frost in Detroit Rock City. His album is coming out tomorrow. What a great name for the new album, Vaccine. Perfect time for that after Pharrell just got his vaccine shot and Polo is throwing a bash tomorrow night, unequaled by his peers. Now, I do want to get into all of that, where that party is, because I saw where the party was. I mentioned to Carver High where the party was. I think it's at a smoking hot strip club where chicks get in as long as they come in packs of three before 11, which I think is a creative way to bring them in. Polo, my man, how you been, buddy? Long time.
I'm good, man. How are you, man? It's been a very long time. Glad it's to be been back. How you doing?
It's been a minute. I think you were in my CBS studio, and I left there. I'm on Sports Grid now, Sports Betting Network, on TV and radio. It's crazy. We're on Sirius as well. It's good to have you back on the show. I remember hanging out with you in the New York City studios. You doing good, brother? Looks like you are.
Yeah, man, just, you know, still going with the flow, man. I was blessed enough to have my song on viral again, which is unheard of, you know, and I just been, you know, moving around, doing what I need to do to capitalize off this momentum right now, you know?
Yeah, so I saw that. I want to get into that, but first I want to talk about Vaccine. And I'm looking at it right now, and I love everything. The ice, the needle, you know, the frost chain is just all diamonds. And then you got the needle, and then some of these cuts, act like, dog dat, 4 for 4, computer, mooses. I can't even keep up with all of it. Strap, that sounds dangerous. Fed up, moles, birthday party, low mileage, blind. A strong effort, Polo. Very strong. I love the ideas you come up with. And tell me about this album, of how it all started and how you got it to this point where it's being released tomorrow.
Well, you know, the pandemic hit, and, you know, it gave me more time to focus on music. And, you know, we got to chill out for a minute, life stopped for a minute, and it gave me more time to focus on music. So, you know, I started recording some of the records in, and they were coming out great. And then, I took a halt for a minute, and then I got back to it, and I finished up the rest of the album. I think it's great. It took me about a year to make it, not even a year for real, but, you know, over time, doing this, doing that, finding the right records, some misses, some makes, you know what I'm saying? It all came together, and I'm excited of the piece of work that I am presenting to everybody.
You know, Polo, you're always talking about how much you love Gucci. So in honor of you, I don't have them on right now, but I pimp them every day on TV. I wear my Gucci glasses that I got. It cost me about $750. I got the Gucci glasses, Polo. You'd love Pharrell and the Gucci's. I look good. The chicks dig me. The ladies go crazy when I got my Gucci's on, Polo.
Yeah, man. Gucci going to attract everybody. It's definitely going to attract everybody, and it's just a good feel. It's just a good feel. It's good quality, and it does something to your ego. You know, I'm a rapper.
Hey, listen, you're I cannot believe, like, I think the first time I met you, you were just coming up and making a name for yourself and kind of exploding onto the scene through Embarco, through your world, and really launching. Fast forward now a few years, and you have turned into a phenomena. I mean, it is crazy what has happened to you on, like, Instagram. Your song, Best Ever, has turned into, I think, the number one song ever on there for hits. Like, it's turned into millions of people have done, like, TikTok videos and Instagram videos using your song Best Ever. I mean, that's got to make you just flat out horny. I mean, that has turned into millions of fans for Polo. I mean, that is rock star status.
Definitely a great feeling, man. And, you know, I'm appreciative, and, you know, I thank the man above for you know, these blessings he springed upon me. So, and, you know, I appreciate you, man, getting me back on the show, man. I love what you do. Everything you do is always professional. It's always dope. You're not boring. I love when I kick it with Scott for real.
Hey, you know, I can't, your videos are so awesome. And to see some of the hotties on these videos, I mean, it is just exotic. I can't even show this stuff on my TV show. I'll get sued. I'll get fired. Everything else. I got to tell you, some of the videos you do, first of all, I think the videos you do are just absolutely exotic. And they're just, I mean, the chicks are, the whole thing is so just fantastic and filthy. I love it. And then the other thing is, I think your buildup, your tease, the way you taunt people into realizing that you've done a full week countdown to the launch. Like every day it's a different thing with you in like some laboratory cooking up vaccines, like day 7, day 6, day 5, day 4. I think you're either you're brilliant, which I already know you are, or like Mikey and Embargo, everybody's doing something on the right for you to make this sell and to get it out to the public, because it's like a taunt. You're like teasing us with it, and I think it's brilliant.
Thank you, man. Yeah, definitely. My team is always great. Mikey, Mikey Shu, you know, Embargo, love them to death. Yeah, man, I'm just trying to be different, do something more creative. I came up with the title of the vaccine. I'm like, okay, boom, how can I do this and that to, you know, build it up? And this is what, you know, I came up with. And, you know, they were supportive of it, and we ran with it.
Hey, what was so tell me about, I know you're having this bash tomorrow night on 7 Mile at this club where I said that the chicks come in threes. That is awesome. And then is that your release party at this place? What's the name of that place tomorrow night where people can go see you?
Yeah, so it's called the Bentley. Actually, you know, I've been working with the DJs in Detroit a lot, and they were already throwing the party. So they were like, you know, it makes sense for you to just come here and make it your release party. Boom. And that's how the cookie crumbles. So, yes, we're going up tonight at the Bentley on 7 Mile. We'll have a great time. It's from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. And, yeah.
I think it's great. So I'm certain vaccine's going to blow up, and you're going to do fantastic. And everything you've done has turned into hits, millions of views, people dancing to your music. I couldn't be happier for you, bro. I'm so proud of you. Keep kicking ass and taking names. It's good catching up. Good luck with vaccine. Keep doing your thing. Stay in touch. Say hi to everybody at Embargo in Detroit. And tell him Pharrell sends his love, and have a kick-ass launch party tomorrow night, brother. All the love. Congrats on your success. Keep it up, bro.
Thank you, man. Much love. I appreciate that. Thank you, man. Keep doing your thing. Much love.
Yo, one last thing. I talk about all your teams in Detroit, but since they suck so bad, I just blew that off and talked about you instead. All your teams suck in Detroit, son. All your teams suck, son. All right, I'll see you. That's my guy, Polo Frost in Detroit. All right, so Carver High, real quick, you gonna make it over to Bentley tomorrow night for ladies' night?
Oh man, I mean, Polo's got the throwdown going on over there tomorrow night. That seems like quite the scene, man. I'd love to be up into Detroit for that.
I'm telling you, ladies in packs of three. I mean, it is on like Donkey Kong. All ladies with in packs of three get in free, and no one else. That is a great, I've never heard of that one before. I've always heard, you know, ladies drink free, or, you know, ladies get in free. I've never heard three at a time. You're good to go. All right. It's Ricky Buckets time. Your boy, Rick Kamla from NBA Radio, one of our all-time favorites on the bench. We got him on tonight to talk about all the chaos today at the trade deadline. What up, Ricky Buckets?
Scott Farrell, Carver High, and Sports Grid Nation. What's going on? What a day it has been, man.
So what was your favorite play today with all that chaos?
Oh, man. Favorite. I tell you what, the deal that I liked the most, because it was there were two. The Clipper and Hawk trade, I just loved it for both teams. The Clippers needed a true point guard badly, and they need veteran experience. They need kind of a glue guy, because it always seems like the Clippers are a couple of jump shots, missed jump shots away from a meltdown. Like, they needed Rondo. I think he's going to glue that team together, give them a true point guard, take ball handling responsibilities off of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, which they want. He was, in my opinion, the most important other for the Lakers' championship run last year. Love that get for the Clippers. I love the Lou Williams get for Atlanta. They have a hard time. You know, in their eight-game winning streak, they were getting it done in the fourth quarter than the last two games. More slippage in the fourth quarter, especially last night in that loss to Sac. They need a guy who is clutch and who is reliable and a point machine in the fourth quarter. They don't need Lou Williams literally for the first three quarters. They just need him for the fourth quarter to finish games. That is the bugaboo for this team. So love that balance for both teams, and love the Gary Trent Jr. and Hood to Toronto and Norman Powell going out to Portland. With McCollum coming back, Trent was going to come off the bench for that team. And is coming off the bench for that team. So you flip him. Now you get a guy who's going to be their starting three, I believe, in Norman Powell, moving Derrick Jones Jr. to the bench. So I like those two moves a lot, Scott, in terms of they worked out and they were very good for both teams.
Yeah, I like it too. I thought it was big. I said today on the TV show that Rondo not only is a badass, but he's going to, he's going to try to get, in my view, revenge on the Lakers. They wanted to give him a one-year deal. He wanted 2 years. He went to Atlanta, got 2 years. And then he's going to go back there and show them what they miss. I believe Rondo. I think Schroeder's a good player. There's no denying he's got game, and he can fill it up, and he's sometimes amazing. But I think when it comes playoff time, that Rondo is the better player. Rondo is a championship caliber, two rings, gets it done. I thought he was phenomenal with the Lakers last year. So I think that's a crazy deal, too. I'm with you on that. What did you think of, the Gordon deal going to the Nuggets? When they lost Jeremy Grant, they lost that size, that defender, that length, the ability to stop some teams in the paint and the block and off the glass. What do you think he'll do for them with his skills?
I like it. It's look, he's not Jeremy Grant, okay? Jeremy Grant is a pogo stick. He's athletic. He can guard 1 through 5. Jeremy Grant's, and you know this, Scott, he's a way better defensive player than Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon's a nice player. He's a jack-of-all-trades type of guy. He's going to give you about 15, 16 points, about 6, 7 rebounds, about 3 or 4 assists, about a block a game, about a steal per game. He's a solid player. And what he is an upgrade over Paul Millsap, because when Denver lost Jeremy Grant to Detroit, they the next move they made was to bring back Paul Millsap on a one-year $10 million deal. I don't think they wanted to bring back Paul Millsap. I think they wanted to bring back Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant took the money from Detroit, same money as Denver, to go there and get more shots, be a number one option, all that kind of stuff, and kind of grow his game. And that's worked out for him. But getting Millsap, instead of Jeremy Grant, that's a huge downgrade. So Aaron Gordon now is going to be an athletic upgrade and a dynamic upgrade over Paul Millsap. I really like the move. And think about it. Denver gives up a future first. Who cares? I think it was a 2025 right. Protected first-round pick. Who cares, right? And you give up R.J. Hampton, a nice rookie, but he wasn't in the rotation. And you give up Gary Harris, who has fallen out of favor with that team. And you get JaVale McGee to add rim protection behind Harrison Wind, who covers the Nuggets, put out a great stat about the Nuggets today. They are the worst team in the NBA at guarding inside the restricted area. The worst, 30th out of 30. Okay, so JaVale McGee is a guy that rim protects. He is still a really good shot blocker in this league. And so I like both of the moves Denver made. Denver was definitely a winner today.
So, Ricky Buckets with us, Rick Kamla from NBA Radio. What do you think of Vooch ending up in Chicago? And I think that, you know, we already know he's a badass. All right, fair enough. But then at the end of the day, they got Theis when they dealt Wagner to Boston. I actually loved Wagner's game in Ann Arbor. And then I didn't love his game in D.C. with that crappy team. Do you think Wagner will turn into something in Boston? Because I think he's got skill, despite his whiteness. I think the guy can play if he's in the right situation. I don't think he was in the right situation in D.C. What'd you think of the Vooch move? And what'd you think of that Theis Wagner flip?
So I'm more of a Daniel Theis guy than a Wagner guy. And and what I don't have their money in front of me, but I read that Boston got under the luxury tax with the move. So I think there might have been a financial motivation for that. Like, you watch ball, I watch ball. Who's the best? Daniel Theis is a better player, okay? Right. And he's done more in this league. He's got more pelts on the wall in this league. I know he missed the game-winning shot last night, right? And then a day later, you know, 12 hours later, he's traded. You know, it's the NBA, man. But I thought that was a downgrade, actually, for Boston. And, you know, Wagner, I loved him at Michigan. I'm totally with you. But the NBA is a different game, man. And if your skill can't translate, and Wagner does not have a three-point shot. He does not have a midi, okay? He's right. Kind of an active guy. He'll make some noisy plays from time to time, but he hasn't taken his game to the next level. Maybe that happens with Boston. Maybe it doesn't. The biggest winner today, Scott, is the Chicago Bulls. A lot of people want to say the Denver Nuggets are the biggest winner today, or the Miami Heat are the biggest winner today. They're winners. They're not the biggest winner. The Chicago Bulls are the biggest winner today because the Miami Heat are you know, the defending East champs, right? I mean, they're in it, right? They're an established team. They're going to be a bad boy in the playoffs. We know that. Boston gets Fournier, so they made an improvement. Boston's Boston. They're going to be better than they are right now. They're going to hit a heater here and rise in the standings a little bit. The transcending move was Chicago giving up for dead. 10th, right? They were the last play-in tournament spot, 5 games under 500. They've been treading water. They just benched Wendell Carter Jr., for the love of God. And they find a sucker to flip him to, the Orlando Magic, who got absolutely heisted in the Vooch trade. They lost the Gordon trade. They lost the Fournier trade. This is literally like the only day that has been worse in the history of the Orlando Magic franchise is when Shaq decided to go from Orlando out to L.A. to play with the Lakers. Other than that, this is the worst day in Magic history. And people on Twitter were saying, well, it's a tank, and you know, it's more than just basketball talent for basketball. All of these rationalizations and justification, it's all BS, okay? They got beat in all three trades, Scott. Beat in all three trades. But for Chicago to get Vooch is totally transcending. I think what it's going to do, Scott, is get them above the play-in tournament and get them into the top six in the East because they already had some nice pieces there. Now you got Vooch. Now you got Theis. I really think Chicago's on the come.
So, And then don't forget, they screwed up with Dwight Howard, too. So they've had – it's like, thank God they got Disney World. Thank God they got Disney World down there because they got nothing else. What do you think of the first of all, you haven't told me what you think of Oladipo and what he'll do in Miami because, I hate to say it. For me, I haven't seen him do anything since he got injured. Do you think he's ever going to be happy now that he finally got what he wanted?
Here's what I want to see. Is Victor Oladipo going to play back-to-backs now? It's one thing in Indiana, he didn't want to be there. You don't want to play back-to-backs. And then you go to Houston, and you don't really want to be there, and you don't play back-to-backs. Well, this is the team that he wanted to play for, the Miami Heat. So are you going to play back-to-backs? Because if you're not going to play back-to-backs, then Miami's getting half a guy. And so I'm not that excited about that move. Victor Oladipo still gets buckets. He's still a 20-point, 5-rebound, 5-assist guy, okay? But he, and I will say this to his defense, in Houston, it was him or John Wall against the world, right? All eyes on defense, know it, double teamed. It was tough shot after tough shot after tough shot. Nothing came easy. And it's that, and also VO's explosiveness is gone. He's not that springy, bouncy guy that we loved watching with Cody Zeller at Indiana, okay? He's different now after the injury. So he's kind of more crafty and more guile, but he's just not that good of a shooter, right? So I don't know. I mean, I like what Miami did today. You got Victor Oladipo for nothing. What a terrible trade by Houston, by the way. I'm holding on to Oladipo and just playing the long game. I don't know. Maybe something will come up in the summer. Help me out with this pick swap, Scott. So they get Avery Bradley and Kelly Olynyk. So that essentially amounts to nothing in terms of the present and future plan for their team. And you get a pick swap. Okay, why Houston's going to suck, and Miami or Brooklyn, I think I read, is where the pick is going to come from, are going to be awesome. So Houston's not even going to swap the pick. Why would Houston go down in the first round, right? Why would Houston trade a draft slot with Miami or Brooklyn and get worse in the draft? So I don't understand, man. Like, they got a pick swap and they got a no. How about they just get a first round pick? I don't even understand that. Can you help me out with that? Because I'm seeing a pick swap here. How does Houston not get a firm, unprotected first round pick in return for VO? I don't get that.
Yeah, me neither. And I think they're an absolute travesty and a mess right now. And pretty much, you know, I did see at the end of the day what they're getting after all of this because of dealing Harden. And when it's all said and done, after Oladipo and everything else, they have stockpiled. And so I think we'll see that play out over the next several years. I am disappointed in the Lowry shenanigans that went on for months and months. All we heard about was Lowry going, and then he never went. I got to run, brother. Great stuff tonight, Ricky Buckets. Always love talking NBA Rack with you. I wish I had more time. I got to split. Thanks for coming on the bench. We'll catch up again and do a double shot the next time you're on so we can do two segments, my man. I love you.
I like it, Scott. Love you too, bro.
All right, there he is, Rick Kamla from NBA Radio with us tonight on a bench. Yeah, Carver High, we'll come back and I will talk about Lowry. I cannot believe that guy did not get traded. Well, all right. For on a bench with Carver High. Your boy Ricky Buckets, Rick Kamla, was just on. So we were talking about the trade deadline, and I have to say, Carver High, I cannot believe Lowry is still with the Raptors. I mean, Ujiri's been great. They won a title thanks to Kawhi Leonard. I don't think they would have won. I'm going to say it. I don't think they would have won that championship without him. I think, you know, a lot of people, but you know what I mean? Lowry, Siakam, everybody thinks that, and Van Vliet, they all think that they were so great. Well, the bottom line is they had one great play.
Yeah. Well, let's also, before Kawhi got there, those guys lost every year. They lost every year. I get it. Most of the time it was to LeBron, but they lost every single year. And then the one year that Kawhi shows up, they win. So that says it all. It just does.
Right. So now you have a situation where they're a couple years removed from that title, right? And how in God's name do you explain to me how this guy has been on the table for months, just absolutely for months? The entire season, all we've heard about is they're going to trade Kyle Lowry at the deadline. He's as good as gone. He's done. He's done his run. Last night, in fact, they had a press conference after the game. The guy basically said goodbye. He's like, it was his last game. When he left the floor, he was giving peace signs to cameramen. Like, later. And then all day today, I'm sitting there waiting for this guy to get traded to the Lakers, Heat, or Sixers. And he's still on the effing Raptors at the end of the night? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that makes no sense to me at all. He's a free agent. He's going to leave. They're going to get jacked.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.